This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Psych again.
Ooh.
Just from season two on.
Is that because of the Psych movie? Did that get you back in there? You had that.
It scratched an itch that I didn't even know I had.
Don't you love when that happens?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Kinda Funny Morning Show. This is your first morning show of 2018. Happy anniversary and happy 2018. We got through the holidays relatively unscathed, I would say.
Yeah.
I probably ate, conservatively half a cheesecake.
Really?
Over the holiday break.
Mama Scarpino's
cheesecake is freaking phenomenal. So now it's time to shake off the rust. Joey, thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, today. Anytime. Thanks for having me.
How was your holiday?
It was good.
Yeah.
It was nice to be home for a little bit,
see
some family that I don't
home is not that far from here, though, for you,
no,
right? Home is like you can drive back here and still have sanity.
Exactly.
Right.
It's like 2 hours from here, so it's not bad.
It's not bad.
But my parents were like, oh, you're not going to be here for the whole 2 weeks? I was like, oh, sorry.
No, that's the thing, too, is I recall that I used to, when I first moved up here, before I was married, before any of this stuff, I would drive down there, and I would be there the whole week between, like, Christmas and, like, New Year. And then I'm like, how did I do that?
How does this work?
Well, I had a car, which helped, because then I just go to my buddies' houses and like go hang out and like
go
to bars and just drink my pain away. Mm-hmm. But now it's like I'm in the house for 2 days. And so it's very difficult.
Yeah.
It's one of those ones. Joe.
Yes.
A really fun show coming up for you guys today.
I'm excited.
Lots of good stuff, including some Star Wars, fun Star Wars news. Bright's getting a sequel. And then I want to do a quick little jaunt, taking a look at what we have in store for us on the cinema front for the next 6 months.
I'm very excited.
Because there's lots of great stuff coming out. Before we get to that, though, ladies and gentlemen, of course, if you didn't know, this is the Kinda Funny Morning Show. We come to you each and every day, 11 a.m. Pacific time, not yesterday, not the day before, but today, starting now, going all the way through 2018 with select blackout dates. We will be coming to you guys 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Of course, if you can't watch this live on Twitch and be in the chat with us and be one of the cool kids, please watch it on YouTube and don't forget to subscribe, hit that like button, leave a comment saying, hey, Nick, you got something totally wrong, you're crazy, and I will address that comment as I see fit.
Way.
Because that's what all internet commenters sound like. Hey, excuse me, I don't like you. Thank you, bye. Send. I would like to just ruin this part of your day, thank you. Or you'd be like, hey, Nick, you were totally right. I love you. Where do I get that cool shirt? You can go to kindoffunny.com/store and get it there. Whew!
Guess
I feel
what
like I'm whispering. Am I whispering?
No, I just think we're used to talking at normal levels.
Yeah, now I got to project a little bit.
Yeah, I agree.
I got to act.
You know what else you can get on kindoffunny.com/store?
What's that, Joe?
You can get our brand new pre-order black hoodie. We're bringing the hoodies back.
Kevin,
winter.
Can you pull up that bad mamma jamma?
Winter's no longer coming. Man, winter's here.
Here we go. Here it is. There it is right there.
I'm not going to lie. Things aren't super set up right now.
That's okay.
We're rolling back into the swing of things.
So we finally got a hoodie back on the store, which is great, as you guys know. And thank you so much for all of you out there who have been clamoring for a hoodie. We've enjoyed. Thank you for your patience. Rooster Teeth, who does all of our merch and who is phenomenal for us, has had a lot of turnover in their merch section, so they've been trying to rejigger how everything works over there. This is a pre-order sweatshirt. Now let me clarify this for you. If you want to get this sweatshirt, you pre-order it. If you put anything else on that order, that will be delayed until this ships, because they have to ship everything together.
Yeah.
So this is probably not going to ship till February. If you want a couple other shirts like the one I'm wearing right now, you're like, hey, it's the new year, new me, I want to do some new shirts, order those separately and have those shipped to you separately, because it's going to take a little while. But thank you for your patience on that. We're very excited. I'm very excited. Hopefully you don't sell out before I get one.
I know, right? Exactly.
I know. I need a new sweatshirt, and that's what's happening.
Well, and I never got one of the original blue hoodies. I missed that train for some reason.
Dude, you missed out.
I know.
I got a blue hoodie.
Uh-huh.
And my sister-in-law came.
Uh-oh.
And was like, I really like that hoodie. And I was like, oh, you could totally take this one. I'll just have him ship me another one.
Yeah.
And that was right at the point where they're like, oh, no, we can't. Like, I think the next week.
American Apparel.
I walked in and died. And Tim's like, oh, we can't get those anymore. I'm like, God damn it.
What a heartbreak that was.
Also, the blue-billed hat. I gave to my brother because we were doing Kinda Funny Live 3 and the whole crew, like we were selling the hats there. Yeah. And the crew was like, hey, we love these hats. So I just gave them away. Like they were fucking, like I was like, ah, we have so, it's like water. And now we can't. It's like, they're gone.
We have stuff coming though. We have some really cool stuff, some new things in the works. So I'm excited.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun year. I'm excited about that. Lots of other fun housekeeping news to kick this off. Just a quick reminder, or actually a quick thank you for everyone who joined us yesterday on our anniversary stream. Yes, we did it 3 days early to throw you off, to keep you guys like, hey, it's 2018. Get ready. We're coming at you from different angles now. So we did a lot of fun things yesterday. One of the things that unfortunately did not happen was that the Patreon, the Extra Life documentary that we filmed during our 24-hour stream last year, unfortunately had some technical issues. It was exporting with red frames every once in a while,
Premiere.
Which was causing some of us to have go into epileptic seizures.
Premiere is the devil.
Premiere changes shit every once in a while.
Yeah.
And it's funny because if for any editor out there that works with video and online media, you'll sympathize with this. The more, every time they change one thing to fix something, something else breaks.
But they don't realize it.
But they don't realize it until that thing breaks. Yeah. And then they fix that thing and something else breaks. So you're constantly having to update Premiere and figure out what's going on. That and the fact that that video obviously is like the advances in video keep happening over and over again, and they have to keep shipping updates for that, or pushing updates, I should say. But either way, Kevin found something last night that I'd never seen before, where just periodically, random frames would go red. Not the red as in when it says, hey, media error, media offline, hey, we can't find this clip, we went and looked for it, but we exported it anyway, because fuck you.
Why would you do that?
I don't know. I'm sure there's a setting in Premiere where you can say, hey, if there's an error, stop exporting. Yeah. But I've never found it, if it exists. And inevitably what happens is you ship it and you're watching it, and then all of a sudden in the comment section people are like, red frame, what the fuck happened? You're an idiot.
Well, also,
I don't like you.
That's when the internet commenter voice comes in.
Dear Kinda Funny, you don't have your shit together. Send. By the way, I stole that voice from Strong Bad from Homestar Runner.
That's it. I have not been Homestar Runner in a very long time.
Well, now you have. That used to be the voice that at IGN that was the commenter voice.
Yeah.
Like, I think it was like Chris Roper would always do it and all that stuff, so it was always fun. But so that just kind of stuck with me.
I love it.
Yeah, that's how I read all of your comments. So when you guys leave anything, like watch, let's pull up the chat right now and I will just read. D Danger says, hey, at Wes Bray, oh hey, got the internet working? ? Hell, oh hell. There you go. There's your internet commenter. That's the new voice you're going to have to deal with for the next 3 months until I forget about that joke.
The internet commenter of the day.
I actually like the other voice better.
Kevin.
That's the one.
You know it's a big deal when you find something that Kevin likes less than the Kevin voice?
Well, Kevin just doesn't like any of the voices I do because he knows that at some point I'm going to get sleepy, and then I'm going to get angry, and then I'm going to direct all of those voices toward him. And he does not like that.
No.
He has voiced his opinion on that quite clearly to me. A lot of people saying it does sound like Triumph the Insult Dog. That's true. Maybe it's that. Maybe I'm doing that and not Strong Bad. But I got it from Strong Bad.
It's a little bit of both.
Dear Homestar Runner, I hate you. Die. Let's see what else we have housekeeping news right now. So I'm sorry. So long story short on that one. The export failed. Kevin has figured out the problem. We are going to push that live for Patreon supporters at the $1 above level at 5 p.m. today. Are we doing a watch-along with that?
We are doing a watch-along.
So we will be watching along. Everyone will be watching along in the comments, in the chat. You guys can talk about that. It was really fun, and the video turned out really, really well.
It took me 6 exports.
It took Kevin 6 exports.
They can hear me. I'm talking.
Kevin was very angry last night. Like, there's a normal level of Kevin angry on like Thursday when we're trying to export all the shows to get up on Patreon, and like I'm accustomed to that level.
Right.
This is something else that I've never seen before, and I was like, oh no.
Now here's something else that I have seen before that I want you to we just need to keep track of this.
Okay.
Because it's an exciting new development that just occurred to me. Okay.
I'm intrigued.
So when we started Kinda Funny a long time ago, before you were even born, okay, before you were a thing, before Christmas came early or whatever the hell Greg says about you, there was a time when Kevin, still wet behind the ears, he came to us, right? He was like, you guys need help. I want to be that person. I want to solve your problems. And when he came, he had this tight cropped hair, short hair. He went to the same, I remember he said, I go to the same barber.
She's dead now.
She died?
No, but like, I don't
she
know.
Quit.
She could be dead.
So I go to the same barber all the time, right? Once a month, get the same haircut, right?
Okay.
And then she stopped seeing him. So that little quaff started going.
I grew up my hair for my wedding.
I think they were having sex. It doesn't matter. It's not a big deal.
Jesus, no.
I don't know. Maybe it was like some weird ghost thing where instead of like forming the clay together, she was cutting his hair. And he was like, hello. And that was the bodyguard. It doesn't matter. I watched that over the break, too. Yeah. I watched a lot of movies over the break.
But
here's what I'm excited about. Is that the first stage of Kevin going back to Wolverine is the pompadour. And he's got that right now.
He does.
Kevin, can we see your hair right now?
Can we get the Kev cam?
Kevin, turn to the right, though.
Yeah.
There it is. There it is. So what that says to me is, hey, it's starting. Okay.
The boys are back in town.
Kevin's, the party's starting on the top. And eventually the party's going to just break out of the room and go outside.
I wanted to experiment with changing my hairstyle a little bit and like making this long.
I love it. I love when you get crazy, when you get nuts. Because my hope is that it goes back to the Wolverine. I love the Wolverine.
Yeah, we'll get there.
We will?
I love it too. I saw a picture of myself.
So good.
And I was just like, God, I missed that hair.
It's great hair. It took a while, but you put the time into it. Yeah. So that's what I'm very excited about. But ladies and gentlemen, join us at 5 p.m. tonight for the other exciting thing, which is watching the Extra Life documentary. It's going to be super fun. Next piece of housekeeping news. Obviously, yesterday we had the stream.
We said
we made lots of fun announcements. You can go over. Where are we pushing people to go over to that? Should we push them to the Reddit?
Patreon. Because Greg wrote a post on both patreon.com/kindoffunny and Kind of Funny Games. It's not like locked behind a paywall or anything.
Okay, so you guys can go see that. You can see all the updates, highlights from it. The Game Over Greggy show, which previously you guys know has been broken out topic by topic day by day, will now be just one show. Don't freak out. We will put time code in it so you guys can still listen to your topics whenever you want. If you don't like a topic, you can skip that and go to the next topic. But we just think this is probably the natural evolution of the podcast. This is a good format for it. And it allows us to, instead of having four topics, we want to have two topics and talk for an hour apiece or one topic and just go on it. That allows us to do that. So I think it's going to be really fun.
Yeah.
What are some of the other updates that we announced?
Greg's
doing a VR show, which is great. That's
announced
starting.
The date of the Kind of Funny live event for this year, which is Kind of Funny Prom, which is going to be June 30th.
Right. So if you're not familiar with this, if you're just joining us today, it's the first time you're like, hey, that guy with the beard hair combo that's very standard in San Francisco, I like the way he looks. I'm going to go join him for his morning show today. Oh, I don't know who this guy is. Kind of Funny. What's Kind of Funny Live 3? Well, prior to this, we did three amazing live shows. Mm-hmm. Some would say a trilogy of the best live shows ever put on. Right.
Someone
starting at
that.
Broadway Studios, which was so unbelievably
so
janky.
Small.
And then we upgraded to the Regency Ballroom, which is one of the premier concert venues in San Francisco.
Totally.
And then we did it again, even bigger and better. And that was the show we've always wanted to do. And then this year we said, how are we going to outdo ourselves?
Yeah.
And the answer was, we can't. We need to do something different and fun. And ultimately, what it boils down to is, for us, Kind of Funny Live is really just about bringing the community all together in one place.
Yeah.
One of the things I love is I love following on social media everyone, like going to the events and all the things that you guys organized out there.
Yeah.
So really, it's just an excuse for all of us to get together for a giant community event. Mm-hmm. So we thought, why don't we do something completely outlandish? So we're throwing a prom. That's right, you heard it right. Did you not get laid at your prom? Did you not have a fun time at your prom? Did you not go to your prom? Well, guess what? Now is the time to make up for that. This is us. We're going to go. We're going to fight. We haven't found the venue yet. But once we lock down the venue.
We have stuff. We're working on
June 30th, we're all going to convert. I want people in tuxedos. I want corsages. Extra points if you show up in a limousine. Extra points if you wear your prom dress from when you actually went to prom, if you still have that. And, of course, we'll do some live show elements as well.
Yeah.
We're going to have some fun with that. But it's going to be one big party.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
There's going to be...
We're excited about it.
If you're not a dance person...
No, don't worry about the dance part.
We're going to have... Trust me, there's going to be Mario Kart going and switching and Karen from the Switch commercials.
Also,
we'll make her very proud.
You will be a dance person with us.
This is true.
By the way...
This is a chance to redeem your prom experience if you didn't have a great one.
Or to relive an awesome prom.
Also a great option.
I had two terrible proms.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't really enjoy it. I went to prom with my... I was a senior, she was a junior at the time, and I took her, and it was all right. It was fun.
Yeah.
It was fun. I was like, eh, it was okay. And then I graduated, but I was still dating her, and I went to her prom, and that was really weird.
That must be weird.
It was weird.
Did you have to, like, get some sort of, like, permission slip signed? Like,
at that point, you're
no, I mean, her,
point.
I mean,
her
we
parents
had been dating
something?
For a while, so it wasn't, like, anything weird. They weren't, like, higher.
Yeah.
But it was odd that I felt like I was going back to high school. It was strange.
Oh, like not as fun.
Well, everyone's like, hey, Nick. Like, well, you know when you're in high school?
Yeah.
And there's that feeling of like you're a freshman and seniors are like, oh, they're cool. And then they leave and you're like, and then you see them again. And you're like, oh, wait, you're just a person and your life hasn't done anything.
You're not on this like weird pedestal.
That you're not anymore. You're nothing anymore, right? And as you move up, especially when the juniors, when you were friends with some of the juniors and you graduate and they become seniors, it's kind of their time.
Yeah. And you're like, oh.
And then when you come back into it, they're like, hey.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Yeah. So that was very weird.
It's
so
just I want to. You should move on.
Yeah, it's time for you to. It's like basically, it was like, I'm like, hey, dude, this was not my choice. Like, I'm obviously going to take my girlfriend. This is cool. But
can we just like?
I did not want to go.
Yeah.
I did not want to go. And when I got there, it became very blatantly apparent. And spoilers, we broke up like 2 months later. Because she was like, yeah, this is not working.
This isn't working.
It's not going to work. Yeah, what was that? There was a giant, like, wah.
That was, there, for some reason, on this dock for. Like 3 months, there's been that video of like the giant ant that someone put as a fun clip. So today I was like, oh, I think I'm supposed to click this.
Is it? Can I see it? No, can we see the giant ant video?
We've seen it. It's really stupid.
But we don't remember it.
But I don't remember it. So
again.
I feel like, Greg, do you want to see the giant ant video?
I'd love to see a giant ant video.
What is it?
Is it my giant ant now?
Oh, yeah. This is, I love this video. No, you guys are out of your mind.
I don't know that I've ever seen it.
All right, ready?
It's not an ant, it's a shrimp. Okay. Go all the way back, all the way back. You gotta start from the beginning to get the nuance.
Is it? Is it nuanced? Man. Oh, there it goes.
Riding the, is that a man riding a shrimp?
Turn it up.
Yeah, we gotta get it louder.
I gotta hear all this.
We gotta get it better.
I saw you take it down. I need going it up.
Man riding the, is that a man riding a shrimp? Man
God damn, I love the flyover states. I love them.
Hell yeah. I want to ride that
shit. Hey, man. Kevin, you're dead inside. You're so fucking bougie, Kevin.
You bougie.
Why are you so bougie?
Kevin.
Kevin's so highbrow, high class now. He drinks IPAs and sour. He was like, we were at the Halloween party, or Halloween party, it's holiday party. Yeah. And he was like, oh, you got to try this. It's a beer I've never even heard of before. I didn't really exist in. He's like, oh, I drink these all the time.
He's into sour beers now.
Now he's.
His fancy hair.
When you get into sour beer, it's like when you get into being a vegan. And now that's all you talk about.
Oh, my God.
No. Or paleo.
Hey.
Or jujitsu.
I don't push any of that on you guys. Movies everyone loves. People love movies. Everyone's into movies.
You know what? Jerry's still out of movies.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
You got to buy a movie pass. So, like, at the end of the day, one of these days, we can all be like,
movie pass.
Talk about this yet?
Movie.
No, we haven't.
Maybe.
Okay. Is Paul going to go?
Oh, he's booking tickets to that. Greg's talking about the next thing. Kev, bring this up. I am happy to announce I have been booked on a show at Cobb's Comedy Club. Cobb's Comedy Club.
Yay!
Thank you. This is a show that's going to feature a lot of the local SF talent. It's called Real Life Comedians over at Cobb's Comedy Club. It is on January 11th at 8 p.m. If you want tickets, go over to Cobb's, search that date. I guess it wouldn't have killed us to make a URL refer for this, but
no, I'll
I actually have a lot of shows coming up in January, so this is the biggest one of them. This is my first time actually performing at Cobb's, so this is huge, and it's the biggest comedy club in San Francisco.
Yeah, I was like, if you're not from San Francisco, this is like a big deal.
It's going to be fun.
It's going to be definitely different than the shows that you've done that you've advertised in the past.
It's going to be. I think Cobb's seats like 300 or 400 people. So it's a pretty big venue. You don't realize it until you look around, but they pack people into that thing. So this will be my first time. This will be the biggest crowd I probably performed for since Kind of Funny Live 3. That technically is probably going to be the biggest crowd I've ever performed for, and probably will for a long time, if you don't count panels.
Yeah.
So we've had some panels where we fill those rooms. There's probably 1,000 people in there. But so this is really fun. And for those of you who have been supportive and following me on this journey of comedy, for those of you who guys, you know, have been watching the Nick at Night series, I really appreciate it. Come out and see how the old set has evolved.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
It'll be fun. We're all going.
They're all going to go. A lot of best friends are going to go. I think
celebration.
Greg said that Jeff Ramsey might be coming.
Yeah.
That's super fun.
That's so, I love that.
I love Jeff. I love that Jeff is just like this. He's like this beautiful spirit that just floats around and graces you every once in a while. You're like, hey, Jeff.
I like you. Hey, I want to spend more time with you.
I really want to spend more
time
with that guy.
Can you just stop referring to Nick at Night as a series?
It is the premiere video blog series.
That's, none of those words are right.
It's.
I think they're all right,
Instagram.
Kevin.
Except for Instagram.
I think they're all right.
It's
I think
video.
That what happens is.
It's a video blog.
It's every night, except for the nights I don't feel like doing it.
Sure.
It's sometimes way too long. And features me going off the rails and talking about random things, but I do it in 30-second chunks because, spoilers, Instagram video, really stupid and won't let you go
any longer.
I think
it's only 10-second chunks.
Is it 10 seconds?
I think so.
But he commits to doing 3 at a time, so it's 30
I do a ton of them.
Got it.
I do a ton of them. When is Instagram going to make a tool where you can just upload like, video. Like, here's what I want them to do. I want them to make a tool where you can do those and then do them again and then do them again and doing it and chain them together as in jump cuts.
I think you can.
Can you?
Or maybe that's maybe
something.
It's Snapchat.
No, just, I think it's Snapchat.
If you
I don't think
just
it's
do them in a row, it does the exact same thing.
Yeah, but I want to be able to go like 5 seconds here, 5 seconds here, 5 seconds here, 5 seconds here, and have it be. Because what I want to do is live edit, basically. And
yeah,
like,
that's how Andy makes his
30-second reviews.
Yeah. That's on... How does he do it, though?
Through...
What does he use?
Twitch. No, I'm sorry. Twitter. Twitter has that functionality.
Mm. Maybe I'll do that. I'll start syndicating over him. Anyway, it's super fun. Follow me on Instagram, I guess.
Start syndicating them over.
Holy shit, it's 11.
I hate you.
Whatever, bougie. Hey, try this sour beer.
Yeah, what?
You should enjoy it.
Kevin,
sour
beer's really
good. What?
You're so...
He's so highbrow.
Yeah.
How am I highbrow?
You're very highbrow.
You don't like this... You don't like Nick's content living on multiple platforms.
No, I don't like Nick calling it something that it isn't.
Vine used to do that. That's what Justin Ryan... That's right. Vine used to do that, where you go boom, 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 boom. That was a really cool functionality. I really want Instagram to bring that back.
Yeah.
Because the thing is this... They're like, oh, here's what we're going to do. We're going to let you archive this. Nobody fucking cares about archiving.
Mm-mm.
You're not going back and watching me talk about my set that night. You don't care.
No.
It's live, baby. Come on.
That's the whole... That's why I like it, is because it disappears. And
yeah,
it's like,
doesn't matter.
It's
doesn't
an excuse up your to post feed. The dumb things that I don't think I like that anyone really wants to see, but because it's only 24 hours, it's like, eh, whatever, I'll post
Greedy
it.
Greedy Ears in the chat says something brilliant, which is name a better Instagram series. I can't. You're right, Greedy Ears.
No, I'm telling you guys right now.
As far as I know.
As far as anyone knows. Mostly because I think on some level people don't refer to their stories as series, but you know what? They're just not thinking
well, that's,
globally.
That's
but
what
they
I
don't
was
have
saying.
A they don't have a title for it.
Yeah.
They don't have a schedule for it.
They don't have a cool
There's
logo
no
for it.
Schedule for it.
You've never used.
Because you never showed me how to upload it.
You can
I'll
upload
I'll show
images,
you after
Nick.
This.
It's so easy. Just you can just there's a little upload thing.
I you know. Just swipe up. And then you pick the still images that are on your phone.
Mr. Yasman300 in the chat says, tiny wheel, tiny wheel.
Oh,
tiny.
I do love the tiny
I
wheel.
Really, I just
I'm
like
a little disappointed we didn't do the wheel yesterday. I'll be honest with you.
I'm so happy we didn't.
Yesterday we had that conversation like, hey, what's the stream going to be? And we all just decided, hey, we just want to come back and do some fun stuff and hang out with the community.
Well, we wanted to play...
And we wanted to play GTA together, online, but the, apparently a game that's been out for 80 fucking 7 years just doesn't work online. So that's fun. We have a curse. Literally, we were cursed yesterday we're with cursed, everything we tried to do. But you know what we're not cursed with? The news today.
Bam, 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 bam.
Lots of good news. Kicking off the year. Kevin, let's pull up this first news story.
That's good.
Star Wars franchise has now passed Harry Potter at the global box office.
Hmm.
Now, this is a headline that triggers me a little bit. Okay, it triggers me a little bit.
Tell me
because
about it, Nicholas.
Prior to The Last Jedi,
yes,
I would have been like, my two children... are both doing well.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. But like Kylo Ren.
Oh, no.
In the new Star Wars trilogy. The Last Jedi, which is my second child. No, it's probably my first child. He's the eldest, I would say, because Star Wars is older than Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Has gone off the fucking rails, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is like what I imagine it's like when you're one of your child, a children develops a demoralizing and like debilitating drug habit, you know?
yep.
This is like, oh no, we have to stop this before it's too late. But you know, in the back of your brain, that it is forever altered.
Yeah,
it's forever altered.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, I wasn't on board for this analogy when you first started.
That's because I didn't know where it was going. I didn't know where it was going.
You picked
more,
it up
more
though.
Often than not, we take the plane takes off. We don't know where we're going. We don't know if we have gas.
You
it doesn't matter.
It.
I love Harry Potter. It's probably one of my top all-time series
100%.
Of all time. I
Are
love
you excited that they're all on HBO now?
I am, because I do want to actually go back and watch through the movies.
Me too.
I get weird, like, anxiety that I have to imagine, like, is borders on something similar to, like, a postpartum depression when I watch those movies.
Really?
When I watch the seventh, I've only watched the eighth movie, like, once.
Me too.
Because I got through it, and it was so, like, moving and brought up all the emotion of, like, the last decade of me... You know, being a part of the series, or the series being a part of my life, I should say. I wasn't a part of the series. I didn't fucking write it. I called J.K. Rowling up. I'm like, yo, here's what I think you should do with Snape. But I get to the end of that, and it's so emotional for me that I have to, like, step outside. So I'm like, oh, do I really want to go through this again? Right? It starts so good. It triggers that you get triggered with that bum 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 right at the beginning with the Warner Brothers logo is flying at you.
And you just like this warmness in your heart.
And you get a warmness because it's like Christmas and it's like childhood and it's like all your happy memories wrapped up into one. And then you start remembering that most of those memories had to do with just also terrible things that were happening. And you're like, oh man, it's so emotional. But
it's good.
So long story short.
What terrible things were happening to you?
No, just like movie. Voldemort.
Got it.
He was, what was the saying? He was like, he did great things, great, terrible things. Mm-hmm. And you're like, well, that's pretty cool. It's a cool way to be described. The story reads, the story's from flickeringmyth.com.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's something that hopefully I don't have to say ever again. Harry Potter is one of the most lucrative movie franchises of all time, but Star Wars has now moved past it in terms of global box office numbers. Star Wars The Last Jedi has divided fans, but has still garnered a massive box office, taking in just a few weeks. It's now at 1 billion plus global haul, has added to the 10 film Star Wars franchise total box office figure of 8.55 billion. Let me tell you, didn't they buy Lucas for 6 billion?
Four billion.
That was a good investment.
Yeah.
This number puts the film just past the Harry Potter franchise, which has to date earned 8.53 billion via its 9 movies. The franchise will add to its numbers this autumn with Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald, which...
I'm not going to see.
What?
I just really hate Johnny Depp.
Arrives in cinemas, but Star Wars isn't slowing down either.
Joey, did you watch Oriental...
Murder on the Orient Express.
No.
I don't like Johnny Depp.
He's different. I think someone told him, hey, stop. And
yeah.
He's like, okay.
Well, here's the thing with Johnny Depp. Johnny Depp has always been fun to watch. He just at some point did the same thing that a lot of actors do, where he goes so deep into a character,
he can't get out of it.
And that's what I honestly believe happened with Jack Sparrow, right? He goes into that character, and he just became that character in every fucking movie that he ever did beyond that. And it sucks, because, I mean, Nick of Time holds a special place in my heart. Okay.
I don't know if I've ever seen that.
No one has. It's a really bad movie with Johnny Depp and Christopher Walken.
What's it called?
Nick of Time.
Nick of Time?
Yeah, you can pull it up. I think it's from Christopher Walken. It was like a Johnny Depp movie where it was like, he only had an hour to solve this thing or someone would die. It was really bad.
Oh, man.
But it had the word Nick in it, so I really liked it.
So you were totally into it?
Which, by the way, might be another premiere Instagram vlog series one of these days. Nick of Time.
Nick of Time.
Right, where I tell you a joke in 30 seconds. There it is. Was I right? Was Christopher Walken in it? I feel like he was. I really feel like he was.
I don't know. I'm not
IMDb. Go to the IMDb.
Yeah, Christopher Walken.
Time. You're out of time.
A bad Johnny Depp movie starring Christopher Walken sounds like the most Nick thing I've ever heard of.
I've watched Joe Dirt so many times because of Christopher Walken. Where it's like, whoa, you're talking to my guy all wrong. It's the wrong tone.
Joe Dirt's
what?
Not a terrible movie.
What's that?
Joe Dirt's not a terrible movie.
A fucking funny movie. And I hate everyone that hates on that. Joe Dirt 2? Ooh.
Didn't watch it.
Super low budget.
I knew.
They filmed that with like a Canon C100 Mark I. They weren't even trying. It was like a $10,000 budget. I think David Spade just took whatever was in his pocket and put it on the table and was like, let's just do it again.
Let's do it again. I just want
to
do that.
So anyway, back to the story. That's great. Star Wars, let's be perfectly honest though. Star Wars has always and will always surpass Harry Potter. Unless they release more Harry Potter movies in the Harry Potter, the main canon. And by that I mean... Daniel Radcliffe, Emma Watson, Rupert, what's his name, Grimm.
You don't think we're going to get the Cursed Child someday?
We might get the Cursed Child someday, but what I'm saying is we need the Aurors. We need their time between Cursed Child and
that one,
the seventh movie. She needs to write those books. If she writes those books, which she will do. She says she hasn't. She says she wasn't going to do it, so I was done. She's not done. Again, because even though my first child has gone off onto this horrible heroin addiction, I still love him.
Yeah.
You know, I still want him back. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know how I'm going to tie that in with Harry Potter.
I don't know.
It doesn't matter. All I'm saying is this. That's what I want. If they do that,
okay.
Then I think that Harry Potter can kick back in. Because let's be perfectly honest. I liked Fantastic Beasts. It was fine.
Yeah.
But it felt like a side story in the Harry Potter universe. And I don't think I'm ever going to care about that like I cared about the 8 main movies.
No, I think that's a valid... It's because also we haven't had... 7 books worth of time and movies to be invested in these characters, so it's hard to jump to that level of commitment when it's like a one-time thing.
Story wasn't great. The world building was cool.
I thought what they were trying to do was fun. Where I'm like, oh, It's cool. It's this other character from these books that's cool. He's got these beasts, and he comes, and we're seeing the magical world of America.
Weren't there like three beasts?
There's a lot of beasts.
Were there?
Well, he goes into the thing,
he doesn't like.
He has to capture three. Yeah. They don't have 18 hours to show you all the beasts.
Did he have to capture all of them? Why didn't it? Why?
Well, he had the cool porg at the beginning of it, right?
Oh, the little thing that likes the sparkly
shiny things. That was cute. And then Star Wars stole that and put it in fucking Chewie ate one.
No,
in The Last Jedi.
The porgs were awful.
Side note, I read an interesting article.
Okay, let's just calm down.
The porgs were awful.
They weren't awful.
They were so much.
I love the porgs. I read an article saying one of the reasons why they made the porgs was because on that island there was an indigenous bird species, and the supervising effects editor, or the guy that was supervising the visual effects, was like, you know, it would actually be a lot easier to keep them in the background instead of compositing them out and like make them a species on this. And that's where they got the idea from it, apparently. And they were like, let's go forward and make them a thing.
No, that's awesome. Because
apparently there's some random bird that's on this island in the middle of, I think it was like Ireland or whatever the hell they shot. Or Iceland or whatever cool place I've ever been to.
Or what are they called?
What's that?
Are they, damn it, I forgot their name now.
Look
puffins
it up.
Are a real thing.
The island's like some weird name for the island. But anyway, it was really cool.
Porgs are based on puffins.
Puffins, yeah. And he goes, they shoot that in your backyard? I just imagine she was
fun
there.
Fun fact,
she's like, hey, guys, I'm here to support you. Mark Hamill, do you need anything? He's like, I need out of this fucking movie because this is not my Luke Skywalker.
I don't know. I saw it the second time over Christmas break.
Yeah, me too.
And I liked it more.
Well, my thing is this. Tim said the same thing. Now, I
was
normally would not engage in a movie that I disliked this much again. Mm-hmm. Okay?
I guess
but I've learned before that, like, when I watch I always point back to The Nice Guys. Okay. Which is a movie, Nice Guys, not Good Guys. I don't like the Good Guys. Nice Guys was Ryan Gosling.
I was thinking The Good Guys.
You're thinking Good Guys, which is Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg. Hey, I'm Mark Wahlberg. Hey, I
can a movie that I unfortunately own because I forgot to return it to Redbox.
Well, there you go. Notwithstanding, I have not deigned to see that movie again. Yeah. What I did do the other day, like about 6 months ago, is I watched Nice Guys again on my couch on HBO. And I'll be honest, I did not like that movie in the theaters.
Okay.
Watching it, relaxing into it, and not expecting anything from it, because I'm a big Shane Black fan, mm-hmm. I liked it a lot more. I've watched it like 2-3 times since.
Oh.
So I'm open to the idea that one day I might watch The Last Jedi and be like, okay, I see what people like about it.
Yeah.
But right now, the wound is still open.
Still fresh.
You see what I'm saying? I need to cauterize it a little bit and realize that I'm a 37-year-old man who's complaining about a Star Wars movie and just get over myself. And yes, I saw that comment earlier about 5 minutes ago before I went off on this tangent. Yeah, I like Joe Dirt and not The Last Jedi. Come at me, bro. I don't like you. You like Joe Dirt, but you don't like The Last Jedi.
Joe Dirt was good.
I laugh at Joe Dirt. Yeah. I acknowledge that Joe Dirt's a fucking terrible movie.
Yeah.
But when he goes, I got the poo on me, it gets me, Kevin. I'm a David Spade fan from back in the day.
Yeah.
Tommy Boy, it's up there.
Yeah.
Black Sheep, not so much. Just the exact same movie.
In my mind, they're the exact same movie.
They are the exact same movie.
Tommy Boy's better, though.
Tommy Boy's way better, because Tommy Boy's just a tighter. Tommy Boy is a script from, like, a beat perspective. It works. It's just a good, old-fashioned, like, Hollywood-style, like, three-act structure script. Black Sheep is that, but it was so derivative. Like, you could totally see that the network exec, or the studio execs were like, we need to do this again.
Yeah.
And they rushed it out, and it didn't work.
Not.
It was like, hey, you're just going to be Tommy Boy again, but instead of being the idiot son, you're the idiot brother now. And there's like a falcon and a big rock.
Oh, man. Shout out to the chat. It is the other guys, not the nice guys.
No,
we're
nice
the good
guys.
It's not the good guys, it's the other guys.
The other guys, yeah.
The other guys.
The Will Ferrell.
Is the Will Ferrell movie. Nice Guys is the Ryan Gosling movie. Good guys is an old Best Buy competitor that no longer exists. Remember that? Like Sam Goody, good
but
guys.
I don't think you ever said Good Guys, wasn't it?
No, we definitely said Good Guys and Nice Guys.
It's the other guys, yeah. Good Guys. Yeah, because there is a movie called Good Guys. Because I remember this, I was trying to watch Nice Guys, I think last holiday season, at my parents' house. And I was so frustrated because I couldn't find it on demand. I was like, this movie, I know it's on HBO. And
so apparently The Good Guy, so there's a movie called The Good Guy, which I've actually seen.
Oh my God, of course you have.
And it's a rom-com with Alexis Bledel from Gilmore Girls, Scott Porter, friend of the show.
I love Scott Porter.
And then this guy, whose name Brian Greenberg.
If you
who's
scroll
known
down.
Brian Greenberg.
Okay.
He's from the hit show. He played Jake on One Tree Hill. So this is a culmination of all of the teen shows I've ever loved in my entire
life. Beautiful. Do you accidentally own that too because of Redbox?
No, I wish that I owned this instead of The Other Guys.
That's fair.
What kind of
loan me The Other Guys. I want to watch it again.
Okay.
Because Andy loves that movie. Andy says that's one of the funniest Will Ferrell movies ever. Now, again, another example of two movies that I came back around on, right? Anchorman. Talk about, I hated Anchorman when I first saw it. I was like, that movie's not funny. I was not accustomed to the Will Ferrell, that troops of humor.
Okay.
Did not like that. Came back around to it.
That's surprising.
Watched it when it came out on DVD. I was like, uh-oh.
Because that's...
I get it now. I get it.
I think for a lot of people, that is like top tier Will Ferrell.
For me, it was too much Will Ferrell. I wasn't used to him. Mm. I did not. That was prior to my love affair with Paul Rudd.
Oh.
That was before the whole world fell in love with Paul Rudd. His parts, so arguably great. The funniest parts of Anchorman, where he's like 80% of the time, works 100% of the time. and then the other one that I had to eat my hat on was Step Brothers. I was like, I don't like this movie.
That's one that had to grow on me too. So
and
I kind of understand
that.
Me.
It grew on me. So I'm not saying that The Last Jedi is burned for me forever. I'm just saying
you
right now,
need space.
I need a little space, right? It's like I had a torrid love affair with someone, and then she broke my heart. Right, and just showed me a picture of Adam Driver shirtless and glistening for whatever fucking reason. Was he working out? We don't know. Why was he shirtless? Who cares?
He was working out. Yeah.
Why does he have to work out?
I don't know.
He can move shit with his mind. Why does he need muscles? You know? Snoke. I can still fucking lightning bolt you. And I was like, I didn't work out.
God.
You didn't see Snoke shirtless, did you? Maybe there's another cutout there where Snoke's fucking shirtless. The shirtless rubbing each other because nothing makes any sense.
That moment when Snoke just shoots just the perfect amount of lightning to fucking...
That was dope.
Yeah, that was so good.
I thought there were so many great...
So many, no, because I didn't say...
Dude, everyone that's watching this has seen The Last Jedi.
Yeah, but...
It's grossed $1 billion.
It's true.
All right, well, we won't spoil it for anyone out there who's like, I don't like...
That was like, I purposely didn't say anything spoiler. Like, who does he shock? At some point, Snoke shoots lightning. Is that a spoiler?
I don't know.
Kinda.
No,
everything's a spoiler if you want to make it a spoiler.
I hate you. Like, I'm gonna eat your face.
All right, don't worry about it. Let's go to the next news story.
It's open.
There it is. No, it's not open on my screen. This comes from Variety. Bright sequel set at Netflix. Now, have you been following Bright?
I have. When I was home, my dad watched it.
Did you watch it?
I was in the room doing other things.
Okay.
I watched like maybe the first 20 minutes of it, and then I kind of tuned out.
So the interesting thing about this is the official sequel has been announced, but people were talking about how it actually got a greenlit sequel before... It actually came out.
Interesting.
So the day it came out, I was seeing reports of people saying Bright's already got a sequel, which is crazy. Yeah. And this is why this movie is very, very interesting for me, is that it's a purported budget of $90 million.
For the first one?
For the first one. $90 million, Will Smith, who is still a AAA star, and David Ayer, who is a AAA director, come together to make this movie happen. Come back together, right? Of course, originally written by Max Landis, but Max Landis is not... interestingly enough, returning for the sequel. But what this means for the broader scape of cinema is that if Netflix can make this business model work, oh boy, they don't need theaters anymore. If you're going to be putting out... I mean, I watched Bright.
What did you think?
I thought it was interesting.
Okay.
I like what they were going for, but the thing that I thought was cool about it was that it felt like a $90 million I should be watching this in the movie theater movie, right?
Yeah,
it was very weird. It was still very comic booky, which of course makes sense because it comes from Landis.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely see what they were going for. It felt odd at points. It felt a little too long at points, and it lost my attention a little bit there because ultimately it's kind of a round robin. I don't want to spoil it for people, but like, I think they were trying to do some interesting things. But I'm fascinated to see how Netflix follows it up and builds that world out. And I'm also fascinated to see what's next for Netflix
because this is the first like big project like this with big names and big budget that Netflix has really done movie-wise, correct?
Movie-wise. So up until this point...
Because we know that they've nailed the whole TV show thing. They've obviously done
the series. A tremendous amount of investment with original series, with House of Cards.
House of Cards, Stranger Things.
Godless, I just watched.
American Vandal.
Godless.
I'm sorry, my wife just watched it. I kind of popped in. She loved it. She thought it was really great. I popped in and saw like three shots of it, and I was like, Jesus, it's gorgeous. Like, it's wild. what they're setting up over there. Obviously, with the original comedy series that they're doing, with stand-up comedy, with documentaries, all of those are great. It makes sense once you have that foundation, a foundation so strong and a subscriber base so strong that you go, hey, let's throw this out there. But I just can't, I'm not smart enough to rectify how investing $90 million per project and not having that theater release window to make some of that money back is working for them. But it seems to be working.
Yeah, you want, like...
Oh, still
It'll be interesting to see how Netflix moves forward, because the only way that they'll be able to increase revenue to support projects like that is either building in like a tiered version of.
But I don't think they'll go tiered. I don't think they'll go tiered anytime soon. I think they'll just keep increasing
the cost. They already have a tiered version of subscription.
Well, don't
isn't
forget
that for number of users, still not content.
They
though?
Still ship DVDs. Netflix still ships DVDs.
Fuck, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Holy shit.
You can still go, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. I believe you can still go.
I feel like I've seen Brianne.
For like, yeah, I think Brianne does that. That's exactly why I know it. She's like, I'm watching these three today. I was like, oh my God, Brianne, we're so old.
Yeah. So, yeah, by tiered, I mean, like, I know that there's different levels based on, like, how many users you have in your family for your account or whatever.
Yeah.
But using it for windowing content. Like, I don't know if they'll do that, if they'll increase the prices.
That would be a really bad idea.
But I'm just, I'm not thinking it's good or bad. I'm trying to think of other ways that they could kind of try and get money back on these big projects.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, obviously, someone was joking in the chat. Bizarre Monk was joking in the chat. I'm like, are these guys business majors? No, it's curiosity. And honestly, I don't know the financials of Netflix. Netflix does not release a lot of its financial information, and nor does it release any of its viewer or subscribership information. All it says is, any report you see is, hey, they're like, hey, we're doing good.
Yeah.
And we're just reinvesting billions of dollars in millions of dollars in content creation. So I don't know if Netflix is at that point where they're like obviously playing the long game, similar to like what Amazon has done in the last 10 years,
totally.
Which is cool to see. But on that note, I love Amazon to death. They need to step up their shit. Amazon, another interesting strategy where they're like, hey, we're going to make Amazon Studios, which are going to be movies that are going to be released when they get windowed for that home release. They're going to be on Amazon Video, but we are going to put them in the movie theater. Notably, Big Sick, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, was an Amazon Studios movie. So that was funded.
That's really...
And it's really impressive, because that movie was really, really good.
Really
so good. Amazon has the power to do...
Early release on...
No, Amazon did a straight-up window. Kevin, can you look that up for me and see if it's Amazon? I don't want to misquote that. But they actually released it in theaters, largely because I think they were like, this might be our first Academy Award-nominated film, and I don't think it's going to get nominated. I hope it gets nominated. But
I hope it gets nominated, too.
I hope it better get nominated.
It's in my top five for the year, for sure.
It's definitely in my top five as well. And we'll go over that. At some point, we're going to do a GOG topic that's like best movies of 2018. So I'm sure that'll be this week or next week. Let's see. But yeah, so it's interesting. Do I wish that Netflix utilized that strategy a little bit more? Because as a powerhouse, they could actually keep theaters alive. Yeah. Are they playing hardball? Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's whatever. That's what always happens. Remember, of course, Disney played hardball with Last Jedi, and everyone was like, well, it's what you get. I mean, it's your product, right?
Yeah.
But they played hardball with theater owners saying, hey, you got to keep this in your theaters for like 6 weeks and all these different things. And theater owners were like, shit, we don't want to do this, but it's going to be the highest grossing film always, so we have to do this.
This is true.
So more and more of the content creators have a lot more pull in this, but we'll see. Can you see if it's Amazon? I think it was.
I don't know where to find
it. Someone in the chat was also asking about Max Landis. We talked about this yesterday on our stream of like, we don't know anything else. And we were all like super shocked by seeing that over the break.
Yeah.
I didn't want anyone to think that we weren't talking about it.
But no,
if you missed our stream yesterday, you wouldn't have heard us talk about it.
Yeah, Greg did a post on the Reddit as well for that. Yeah, we don't know anything about it. It's disheartening news. It's a disheartening development. It sucks. It's not the person that Greg mentioned yesterday, and I think I back him up on this. It's not the person we met and worked with.
Yeah.
So we'll just have to see. I don't know. Yeah. You know, it's a shitty situation.
Ooh, around. Apparently Manchester by the Sea was Amazon as well, which is interesting.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Amazon. Yeah. So the Amazon original movies have been actually really, really good. Their series... they have some good series too. My wife just watched the fabulous Miss Maisel.
Yeah, that's on my list because it's written by the Gilmore Girls showrunner.
And it's about a person who's starting to stand up. And so my wife's like, you really should watch this. And I was like, oh, that sounds cool. And then as you do when you're married, weeks go by. And I was like, hey, did you want to watch that show? And she's like, oh, no, I watched that already.
Oh,
it's really good.
Yeah.
So now I can't watch it anymore because...
You have it. I really want you to watch it.
I want to watch it. I'm very excited.
Because that was really good. The Handmaid's Tale was really good.
She watched that.
No, that's Hulu.
That's Hulu.
Just kidding. Never mind.
But she watched that also and said it was phenomenal.
So yeah, it's interesting to see all of these different streaming services kind of break out and see what they can do. And I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how they all net out.
We'll see. I don't know. Disney's coming into the fray too, so
yeah,
that's a big. I mean, with the acquisition of Fox, Disney is basically like even more of the biggest powerhouse in Hollywood than it used to be. So yeah. We'll see what they can do with their streaming platform. It's one of those things where after they got Fox and after they announced the streaming platform, I'm like, I'm probably going to have to get whatever the hell it is. All the Marvel movies, all the Star Wars movies, all the Disney animated movies, you would assume, right? I don't know if they're going to, they haven't talked really about how they're going to be sharing their content and licensing it, but they don't really need to anymore, that's right? True. Like, they don't need Netflix anymore. They don't really need Amazon. If they had their own streaming service, they would have literally, and this is the scary but also exciting part, they would have everything in the pipeline with the exception of the theaters completely covered, right? Because remember, ultimately, you have to think about this. In the stages of how the windows used to release, right? You have the theatrical release, right? Then you have the, it used to have the cable and like on-demand release.
Yeah.
Where like they would be in hotels and airplanes and shit like that. And you could, right. And then you'd be able to buy them and rent them at the same time. That was the next release, the home video release, right?
And then they'd run on.
And then it would run on TV. And then it would run on, basically like HBO, and then it would go on TV, right? And those were the traditional windows. So now, it's, movie comes out in theaters, goes immediately to streaming platforms and like on-demand platforms. So you're still having those windows, but they're controlling all of that now.
Yeah.
Like that last leg, it used to be, oh, you had to contend with Blockbuster, you had to deal with HBO, you had to deal with all these licensing departments.
It's like, no, we
now
if
they
just
put it on their streaming service, you don't have to deal with any of that shit.
Yeah.
You don't have to deal with Netflix, any of that stuff. So it's very, very fascinating. It's going to be crazy, and I think it's going to give them a whole lot of power. There's some exec that sat around a table and was just like, A plus B equals money. And we're gonna fucking love that.
Yeah.
So I'm fascinated. So I'm fascinated to see this, but it's also very terrifying because it gives them a ton of power. And some have thrown away around the word monopoly and antitrust with the whole Fox deal. But we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, haven't courts actually looked into that and been like, "That's fine"?
Oh, I'm sure they have. I mean, it's not a monopoly. There are people. They have a tremendous amount of bargaining power. That's the only issue. But there are other major studios that are creating content. Yeah, yeah. You know. So I don't know. We'll see what happens. Yeah. Again, out of my
element
on that one. I'm out of my element, Donnie. Out of my element, Donnie. Let's go into this next news story real quick. Oh, actually, you know what? We don't have time for that. We've got a bit long on this.
Oh, no.
We'll go into it real quick. If you guys are fans of the Cloverfield series, this is bummer news. Yeah. Cloverfield 3 delayed again. May have a new title. This comes from Matt Davidson over at IGN. Paramount has confirmed that Cloverfield 3, currently known as the untitled Cloverfield sequel, that's not a good sign, and formerly God Particle, has had its release date pushed back once again and will now premiere in theaters April 20th, 2018. I don't know too much about this, but I read a little bit of a side article saying that the God Particle was a spec script that was not intended for the Cloverfield universe, similar to how 10 Cloverfield Lane wasn't supposed to be in it.
Yeah.
And then Bad Robot looked at it and was like, we're geniuses. We can figure out how to kind of put this into this grand universe that we're... Like, this is what I love about J.J. Abrams.
Uh-oh.
Not even trying to make a cinematic universe. Just finds a bunch of cool scripts and is like, you know what? If we tweak this one thing, all of a sudden we have this great project. This grand universe.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool. And I like 10 Cloverfield Lane.
10 Cloverfield Lane was, I think, what else? Because that came out last year, right?
Yeah. That came out...
2016? Sorry.
Well, I don't know.
But I think...
I have no idea.
It was like one of the top five for the year. It was so good. And I didn't love the first Cloverfield.
I didn't love the ending of it.
Well, the first Cloverfield was just totally a straight up like found footage monster movie. I thought it was cool the way they did it.
Right.
It was fun. The fact that they were able to look at 10 Cloverfield Lane and be like, hey, you know, if we just add spoilers, if we just add some couple elements here, this could totally fit in this universe.
Yeah.
Was genius. Very similar to how excited I got with Split.
Oh.
Which. Yeah. I mean, I think the spoiler is out on that one because they've already announced that they're doing Mr. Unbreak- Glass.
Or Unbreakable 2 or whatever.
Glass? Is it called Glass? It's Unbreakable 2, but it's Glass. I think they finished filming it already. We reported on that story. Mm-hmm. But like the fact that they were like, hey, this is a cool story. If we just show a little bit of this, we could tie it to the whole thing in. And it's really cool. I'm very excited about that. So what I like about that is we're getting all these cool cinematic universes. Bummer, though, I said on the stream yesterday, I'll say it again, I watched The Mummy, kind of liked it.
Oh,
a little disappointed at the whole Dark Universe thing not happening. I'm putting it out there. I'm throwing it out against the wall, seeing what sticks.
Damn,
we don't have time for the deep dive topic today. I wanted to go through some of the movies. We'll go through them real quick. Fuck.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Really fine.
It's my show.
It's our first day back. If we run a little long, like, they run a little long.
Like the great Sean Astin said in the movie The Goonies,
oh my God, stop
this
talking.
Is our
go
time.
The movies. Let's our go, let's time. Go.
Coming up in the next 6 months of cinematic going experiences are the
this
following
crazy,
films.
This is the next 6 months.
This is
only.
Just taking us up to June 22nd. We have, and these are not all of the movies. These are just the ones that I like picked out.
Yeah.
I was like, these are the ones we give a fuck about. They're going to talk about Black Panther coming up February 16th. Tomb Raider, a lot of people forget about that one.
Yeah,
that's coming up in March. Pacific Rim 2, couldn't care about it, but a lot of people do.
I know. I wish I was excited about it.
I'm not excited about it. Ready Player One, another one of those. Like, I'm interested to see how it does. I'm interested to watch it and give it a
the
shake.
The newest trailer, I feel like. I thought it was cool to get to see, like,
for all
the different
characters.
For those
of you listening at home, I'm shaking my head vehemently.
Yeah, not a fan of it.
Like, I just
but to get to see, like,
sour.
They had, like, Tracer pop up for a second and stuff like that. Like, oh, this has potential to be cool.
It has potential to be something.
I've tempered expectations.
New Mutants coming up in April, of course. Then rounding out the April, May, beginning of May, Infinity War. That's one we're all really excited about.
Yeah.
After that, in case we needed palate cleanser, which I can't imagine we will, Solo happening May 25th.
I'm very
Deadpool
excited
Deadpool 2. Kicking off June.
Very, woo! Very excited about
it. I didn't
very
excited realize it was this year.
Be
holy
excited
shit.
About that. And the movie that I'm calling you right now, I'm probably most excited about.
Yeah.
I like how I called something I'm probably
over
excited
Solo?
About. Over
Solo?
Over everything that's coming out. Incredibles 2.
Wow.
We're so overdue for The
fucking
Incredibles 2.
Fucking love The Incredibles. It is such a good superhero. It's probably one of the best superhero movies ever made. So the fact that they're just literally picking it right back up from where it left off, 18 years later, or however long it's been since that movie
we
came out in theaters.
We are very overdue for
we
this.
We are overdue for it, Brad Bird. If you're watching the show, hit a brother up, man. Let's get some coffee. I want the inside scoop on that. And then, of course, at the end of June, we get Jurassic World 2, The Fallen Kingdom. Is that what it's called?
I don't know.
Nobody's excited for that.
Fallen Kingdom, yeah.
Well,
not the. I think it's just Fallen Kingdom.
Fallen Kingdom.
I'm excited to see where they go, because I feel like...
Are you?
Yeah.
Aren't we?
We need to get all the
Do you think we'll get some redemption, maybe?
Redemption
possibly?
For who?
Redemption...
The dinosaurs?
No, for whatever the one before this was.
Dude, I liked Lost
people
Jurassic World.
People liked it, though.
You
really?
Didn't like Jurassic World?
People liked it.
It was fine.
It was... Jurassic World was to the Jurassic Park universe what The Force Awakens was for Star Wars. It was just a direct retelling of the movie that started the whole thing off. But it was fun. And ultimately, it's just an excuse for Chris Pratt and Bryce Dallas Howard to, like, make out on screen while some CG Chris dinosaurs Pratt. Kill everyone around them. What's wrong
like
with that?
That's
like
not
Chris
what a good
Pratt.
Jurassic Park is. And that's
well,
what it was.
There's
it was
only
saying.
Been one good Jurassic
I
Park
know,
movie.
I know, but that's the problem. This one was like, this is going to be a great Jurassic Park movie.
No, it's
and then it was like,
a
oh,
Jurassic
no,
Park
that was
movie.
Two
but Kevin,
three.
It's Jurassic World. It makes it so much bigger when it's the whole world. You're thinking locally, bro. To quote Biodome, we're thinking globally.
Oh my gosh, please.
Globally.
Also, shout out to Jake Johnson for having one of the most underappreciated roles in Jurassic World.
Jake Johnson, also in The Mummy, and phenomenal.
I do like him.
Watch The Mummy. Watch The Mummy, and I'll watch Grease 2 this week.
Do you know how many times you tried to pitch me on watching things that you would watch Grease 2 that you haven't watched?
Listen, Joey. That's your coffee. no, what's funny is, I forgot to announce this, by the way. If you guys didn't see any of the announcements that we did yesterday, we're also doing a Marvel show. Every week, we're reviewing one Marvel movie in order of how they came out. This week, it's Iron Man. Next week, it's The Incredible Hulk, which I forgot to watch last night, so I want to watch it today. Don't tell anyone.
Iron Man or The Incredible Hulk?
Iron Man. I mean, I've seen Iron Man a billion times, so I'm pretty sure I could do a react to it right now if I wanted to, but I want to watch it again fresh to see how the effects
hold up. Just watch all the recording games cast.
Yeah, I don't fucking pay attention to games cast.
Amazon Prime.
So we're doing that, by the way. So if you guys want to get on that train too, Iron Man's today. Watch Iron Man, watch Incredible Hulk, and we're going to be releasing
that's out on Friday, and then
Friday morning.
Normally it's going to be every Tuesday.
Yeah, normally it's going to be every Tuesday out, so it's going to be super fun. So, I'm very excited about that because it's an excuse for me to sit down and rewatch these movies. Did I need an excuse, Kevin? No.
Yeah.
Have I had Iron Man queued up on my Amazon Prime account for that special occasion?
It sounds sure like you needed an excuse, and now you have it.
I kind of do.
Yeah.
But it is like a flimsy excuse, you know?
Sure.
It doesn't have to be a real excuse.
I'm not saying it's a great excuse.
Yeah. It could be, hey, someone brought nuts to a party of like, time to watch Iron Man.
Woo!
Woo! All right, that's it for the news stories and the hot topic of today. Oh, that's what I'm calling it from now on.
The hot topic.
The hot topic. this next section is called PS I Love This Best Friend XOXO. This is your opportunity to shout out someone in our community you think is doing great. What's up, guy?
Are we ditching this?
Which what?
This guy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, well, I don't want to watch that.
Okay, great.
The Slenderman trailer's out, but we're running short on time, and we got bigger fish to fry. Whoa, what happened here?
Oh, I just changed the date.
zoomed in on my page.
Oh,
that's
weird.
I think maybe I did it by accident.
Yep.
Whoa. Whoa.
Keep going. You're so close.
No, I'm not. This is just borking. You want to read this?
Yes,
why don't
I'll
you kick
read
this
it.
Off?
So we've got P.S. I love this best friend today.
Yeah. Or your tips could, after this, by the way, guys. Sorry.
If you go to kindoffunny.com/best friend, you can submit somebody that's doing something cool in the community. Cool. If you have a cool story about someone, if you've got a chance to play games with somebody over the break, let us know, because we want to hear about cool people doing cool things and being best friends to each other.
Hey, remember that time that dude jumped in the lion's cage and saved those kids?
No.
Let's talk about that. You know what I mean? If someone did that,
the reason
in our
that Kevin doesn't know about it is because no one submitted that
Nobody
story.
Nobody submitted it. Right.
So, damn, sure you
if you're not going to tell, if you're not going to champion other people, nobody will. That's what we have to do here, right? We're all in this together. I'm not your mom. I'm not your dad. I'm not your uncle. I'm not your brother. I might be your uncle. Okay.
It's possible.
It's on you.
Adrian today is shouting out the Facebook community. He wrote in and said, "Today I thought I'd give a shout out to all of the best friends out there on the Facebook community. I lost my dad to suicide in October. I have a lot of local and personal friends to turn to, but the overwhelming nature of the situation and how close everyone was made me turn to Kind of Funny Facebook group instead. I asked for gifts and wishes, but I got a thread full of the best support possible. I think the thread hit over 100 comments. I was going to reply to everyone, but I was mentally exhausted and opted to just keep checking in throughout the day. Needless to say, all of the best friends out there did a solid job of keeping me sane. I even reached out to Kevin in an email, and he did the same too. So thank you to everyone out there for being absolutely amazing. I'm still mostly a lurker, but hopefully I can change that now that the dust is settling. Hopefully I can make it to Kind of Funny Live 4, aka Kind of Funny Prom, to give some hugs out to those who help so much. Best of holidays to everyone out on the page and to the Kind of Funny crew for giving me content that I was able to escape with on the daily. Words can't put into emotion how much you all helped. Stay safe and much love." Adrian, we're really sorry to hear that, but we're happy that you were able to find support and a little bit of distraction and hopefully some positive thoughts in that situation. So thank you for taking the time to write in, and we hope that we get to see you in June.
We'll move on to tips now.
Yes.
That was very somber. A bit of somber, but good. That's what it's all about here.
That's the best. You're here for the good, you're here for the bad.
You take the good, you take the bad, take it all, and there you have the facts of life.
Yeah.
I screwed up the middle part of that, but it doesn't matter. I'm on the full
house. You got there on the end.
That's it. I got to where we needed to go. Ladies and gentlemen, if you've given us a tip at the $5 or above level, we will read that comment. I think we read all the tips from yesterday.
We did.
So starting kicking it off with Justin Ryan Beer says, "Suck a dat cum gum." I think it's inappropriate. It brings us right back to where we need to go.
What?
I don't know.
All
he
right,
says, "Suck a dat cum gum." Mr. Yasman 300 says,
"It's supposed to be the beginning of the Geostorm podcast."
Oh, suck a dat cum gum. Suck a cum gum. Suck a dat cum gum. Gum, 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 gum. Well, that really works.
Why did they connect it?
Because the people in our audience are geniuses, and they have a lot of time on their hands,
Kev.
They
are so smart.
They're smart. And they're taking over the world one person at a time, and I can't wait to help. Mr. Yasman 300 has given us a tip and said, "This is my 2018 plan. I'm going to finish writing my novel,
Ooh.
And I have founded Yaz Industries. It'll focus on finding Greg Millers for Greg and make a list of people Nick will allow to bongo Kevin." I think that's a worthwhile industry. Hopefully it's non-for-profit. Non-for-profit. The Dead Man 97 gave us a tip and said, "Hey guys, here's a little tip to celebrate the announcement of Kind of Funny Prom. Will be my first Kind of Funny event, and I cannot wait. Hope everyone is feeling better today as well. How is Tim doing?" He hasn't come in yet, so we don't know. Tim is dying of an ulcer. Hopefully he went to the doctors today.
Yeah.
By the way, if you are planning on having a date accompany you to prom, and you need to ask that person to prom, you need to do one small thing before you do it. Have someone film it. And then put it up on the internet, because I want to see a tidal wave of prom
proposals.
Promposals, is that what they call them?
Mm-hmm.
From now for the next 6 months. Okay. Most famously, one of the best friends out there reached out to Mia Khalifa and asked her to go to prom
with
him.
Halfway there.
And if people retweet that, if he gets 5,000 retweets, she said yes. And she is a person of her word.
Yeah.
She is a woman of her word. She'll do it. So I'm just saying right now, think outside the box. Who do you want to bring to this? You want to bring Carol Burnett? Is she still alive? Bring her over here, right? You want Kate Blanchett to come? Cool. Women, girls out there, Amy Gills? Do you want Chris Hemsworth? Oh, because you guys are both Irish, right? Or Australian?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. You want him to come? Tweet at him. Let's see who we can get to this thing. It's a genius idea.
I want somebody to ask Betty White.
Oh, I'd fucking take Betty White. I mean, I love my wife. I wanted to ask my wife. But if my wife said I'm not coming, Betty White would be my next person. Would I hang out with Betty White all night? Yeah. Would her star eclipse mine? 100%. Could I learn some stuff from her? Cool.
Betty White could teach you a few things.
Betty White could definitely
nearly teach you halfway a there on the retweets, guys.
What's it? Shout him out. Throw his Twitter in the chat. Throw it in the chat. Let's get him retweeted.
Well, I don't know how to do this. Is it this? Or
yeah, it's just that one. That. I believe it's that one.
Great.
People are smart. They'll figure it out. Remember, we have the smartest audience on the planet. THF Show says, I still have a Netflix disc service, and it's honestly worth it. I have a Dolby Atmos home theater. I honestly use it more than streaming. Hope they add 4K Blu-ray soon, because they are awesome. I'm going to tell you something right now. Who is this THF show? Which
DJ
one
Kento.
DJ Kento, thank you. I'm going to tell you something right now, DJ Kento. I'm not a huge nut for quality, as far as like, oh, I need it to be like a crisp stream, which is weird coming from me, because I should be.
I know.
But I will say this. The audio on a lot of streaming services, Amazon especially, is fucking terrible. Whatever they export their final files in for delivery is definitely not Dolby 5.1 sound. Now, ask me this question. Do I have a amazing audio setup in my house with like the sound bars and the cords run and all the things mounted everywhere? Knowing my wife, what do you think the answer to this is?
No.
No, I don't. So the sound is just coming out of my TV. Is this my problem?
Yeah.
Probably. But does normal TV sound better because it's coming over, like it's not, I don't know how they push the packages, than Amazon? Yeah. Amazon streaming, the audio is terrible.
Hmm.
Netflix, a little bit better. DJ Kanto gave us another tip. He said, Nick, I'm wondering if you've seen Blade Runner 2049 in 4K HDR with OLED, basically Tim's TV. I hate to say it, but it looks better than theaters. How does theaters catch up to that? I'll tell you how they catch up to that. They are experimenting with putting LED screens in theaters that are like, incredibly, they're going to start doing that. I read a story in China, they're doing this now. So in theaters, instead of having projection, they're just doing giant LED screens.
Was it a story or just an ad?
It may have been an ad on Samsung.tv.com's fucking website.
News.
But still, I think that's where they're going to go with it. I think projection is going out the door, and I think they're going to put OLED screen, like giant fucking LED screens in theaters, and you're going to get a super crisp, really cool image. I don't know. We'll see.
Hmm.
Because ultimately, what a lot of people don't realize is that like you're probably seeing a lot of movies, especially indie films, only projected in like less 2K or less. I don't think you're seeing a lot of those movies in 4K projection, because I don't think a lot of theaters have 4K projection, but it could be wrong. It's like, pay attention. Like, there, up until maybe a couple years ago, you were seeing a lot of movies that were basically being projected in 1080p. You just didn't realize it.
Huh.
Yeah.
I'm not the right person to, like, I don't really notice.
Well, to be fair, neither do I. I mean, I'm not even sure I know what I'm talking about right now, but that sounds really cool. TFH Show has given us three more tips, okay? I have a friend who worked on God Particle, a.k.a. Cloverfield 3. I know what happens. Delay it all you want. It'll be the film everyone talks about. Seriously, they're just giving it room to breathe. Okay.
God damn.
He also goes on to say the Jurassic World and The Force Awakens are like the Disney's version of Disneyland rides. Newer, the queue is funner to stand in, but it's still the ride you know. Just a few new effects. I agree with that. And his final tip for right now, and the final tip for right now, says, I'm sending you guys the Iron Man trilogy on 4K Blu-ray. They look insane. They're from Germany, but they'll play on all 4K Blu-ray players or Xbox One S's or X's. Keep an eye out. Well, thank you for that. That's awesome.
I don't have a 4K TV, so it won't matter.
I don't have a 4K TV, nor do I have a PS4 Pro. But I am willing to go over to Tim's house and
invite ourselves over.
I'm willing to go to his.
Greg and
Tim's
house.
Absolutely.
So you guys know the studio has two 4K TVs, the one you're looking at right now and then the one in front of that desk.
That's
yeah, but
point.
It's way more fun to like crash Greg.
No, we have to co-op Greg's. Greg will cook for us.
Ooh.
He will make chicken wings for us and it will be great.
And we get Portillo.
And we get Portillo.
Oh, shit. Port.
The Schmeagen. What do you do? As I grab him and I go, no.
He does everything.
And then why are we supposed to pee? I put him down and I say, go to mommy. Go
I'm
to mommy.
Dog sitting for them soon. Will Portillo maybe just come to the office sometimes?
I hope so.
Sit on my lap.
I'm just bummed he doesn't come all the time.
I know, right?
Great, bring him.
Okay,
bring him. Let's go to the 3 and 3. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll take some questions, comments, and concerns from non-subscribers. And then, of course, if you are one of the people who have used your Amazon Prime subscription to get one free Twitch Prime subscription, we love you. If you use your hard-earned money, we'll talk to you as well. Thank you so much for being a supporter. Remember, this is your daily reminder. Please go re-up that Amazon subscription. If not, you're just wasting money, and it really makes a difference. Havoc Maker is our first commenter today. It says, Joey, can you please be on the Gamescast tomorrow to talk about your Persona 5 experiences? Question mark.
We not really my call.
But we should have you slide in.
Yeah, like, I'll totally talk about Persona 5.
I'm shocked how strongly you feel about it.
Oh, yeah.
Do you hate it?
No.
But Joey, you
Persona
also...
Persona 5 is probably my game of the year.
You also haven't finished
Breath of the Wild. I haven't finished, like...
No, I'm kidding. I just said that because I know Andy says all the time.
I know. I haven't finished, like, a ton of games this year, but I feel like
tried a whole bunch.
Yeah. But Persona 5 is, like, one of the first games in a while that's, like, I'm thinking about what I want to do when I get home and how I'm going to tackle this palace and what social links I want to max out and stuff like that. Like, This is a and I've never really played a JRPG before.
Okay.
But I'm super into it.
Well, Greg loves it, so.
Greg.
But he's a psychopath. Greg Michael 12179 says Skellig Michael Island is a natural a nature preserve. They needed to get special permission to film The Last Jedi. That's the name of the island we were talking about earlier today.
That's one. Really
which important. I was like, I remember it was somewhat like a guy's name. And spoilers, it looks like its middle name is Michael, and so is mine. So that makes me like that island a lot.
Your middle name.
Speaking of Michael, how do you feel about The Godfather coming to Netflix?
Oh, I mean, I watched The Godfather. The Godfather's always on AMC. They do The Godfather Days, which is they just keep playing it over and over again. And I watch them all.
Yeah,
but even the third one.
Yeah.
Even the third one with Sofia Coppola in it. And you're like, oh. Mm. Okay. When Andy Garcia has sex with his cousin. It's very weird. Very weird.
Illegitimate cousins, though, right? They didn't know that they were cousins. And, well, I mean, they always knew.
You know, Luke didn't know he was, his sister was making out with him, but he kind of felt it, right?
Do you think it's going to be really different than the one that's on TV? Because you were watching Total Recall yesterday, and you were blown away by how many things.
Oh, no, it's going to be different. Yeah. Like, that's the thing. We were talking about that. I jokingly put Total Recall on because I have it on.
Was it a joke?
I mean, I watched a little bit of it. It was on. Kevin, it was on.
Yeah,
I
had to watch a little bit. There's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with it at all. Yeah. No, but it's fascinating because I was like, oh, I forgot how much nudity and like ultra violence was in that movie. It's Paul Verhoeven movie. I'm always shocked. I don't think they even put RoboCop on TV anymore, but like when you watch RoboCop, you're like, holy shit.
Yeah.
This movie's fucked up. So yeah, I'll watch it. Spideyville says, wait, so Nick's initials are NMS, No Man's Sky? No. I mean, those are my initials, but that's not what they stand for. Pleasure Monkeys. Nick says, Nick, 15 seconds of MMA news. Here are my 15 seconds. The Holly Holm fight was awesome. Shout out to Chris Cyborg. She is a freaking beast and an awesome fighter, and no one's ever going to take her down. She's going to retire completely undefeated in the UFC. That's what's going to happen. I'm also very, very excited for the Francis Ngannou, Stipe Miocic, I can never say his last name, fight that's coming up on the 20th. I don't know if I'm going to be able to watch, though, because I just... Mike Drucker reached out to me and wants me to be a part of his shit arcade show that's happening on that day. So I'm going to be pissed. I mean, not pissed. I'm very excited to do that. That's going to be super cool. But I'm going to have to tape the fight and watch it later. Mm. No one can spoil it for me. Luckily, I'm around a group of comedians and nerds, and no one watches UFC.
Yeah. I have a question. Do we have a giveaway today? Or do we have a sponsor? I don't think we're sponsored this week.
Yeah, I don't believe we're sponsored.
We are not sponsored this week, and I forgot about the giveaway.
But I picked a giveaway earlier today.
Go for it.
So T. Houlihan on Twitch, you're getting a walk in the dark.
There you go.
On Xbox One, brought to you by Our Return, and that's it.
There you go. We love you. Brought to you by you being awesome. JP Scollin says, Nick, thoughts on Steve Butt's firing? The first I've heard of it, so I don't know.
It just dropped.
Did it just drop?
Today, yeah.
I don't know. I do not know about that. That's,
I imagine you'll hear about that on Games Daily.
Oh, yeah, that's probably the better show for that one, so we'll see what happens there. Congrats, winner. Let's go into sub-only mode real quick, because we were a little... Is it already?
Yeah.
Cool. Any chance you guys will make the kind of funny Marvel font into a shirt? I'm sure we'll try. The issue that we have with that is obviously rights clearances with Rooster Teeth. They want to make sure everything we sell is above board. So we'll see. We'll pass it through their legal department. And if they're like, hey, that's cool, good. If not, we'll come over and I will personally scream press it onto your chest. How does that sound?
Yeah.
Me and Kevin will come over. We'll get burritos with you. We'll rub them on your chest.
Oh, shit.
MCU.
Burritos.
Juggler says, Nick, we need to do your butthole, please. Kevin, give me the one. Butthole.
Doinkers.
Nick, did you ever pick up Jimmy Page's book? Highly recommend it. I did not, but thank you for reminding me that. I want to read that. There's a few books I have on my queue that
I
want to
I need
read.
To bring you that Cary Grant book.
Oh, I'd like to read that.
It's That's so great. Good.
All right, let's wrap it up there. We're at 12:08. Ladies and gentlemen, I will be back tomorrow. I'm not sure who's co-hosting with me. I think it's Tim, if it's an ulcer. If not, Joey, you're going to join me again on the
show.
There you go. Thank you so much for joining me. It's always
Thank
a pleasure
you.
Working with you in this capacity.
Awesome.
Everyone stick around. I'll be reading subs, but Games Daily is next. Bye.